Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan strikes out. One out. Bill Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burton moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball four. Clemente moves to second. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCovey moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Mays reaches second base with a double. McCovey scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to second. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier misplays the ball. That's an error on Lanier. Verdon scores. Stargell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 1, Giants, 1. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stargell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Pirates. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Pagan steals second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pagan moves to third. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynch strikes out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Clendenin now playing first base. Willie Stargell now playing left field. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Hart reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. It's Pirates, 2, Giants, 2. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller is walked intentionally. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing right field. Jim Davenport now playing second base. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Verdon strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing right field. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 3 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport bunts towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with Alley covering, for the out. Mays moves to second. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hart is walked intentionally. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 3 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Dale Crandall. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Bob Friend. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now catching. Frank Carpen now pitching. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 4 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 4 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Mota goes all the way around to score. Stargell moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon is walked intentionally. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 4 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 4 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al McBean now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 0 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Mays moves to third. It's Pirates, 3, Giants, 3. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hart is walked intentionally. Davenport moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Ken Henderson. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Herbel now pitching. Cap Peterson now playing left field. Matty Alou now playing right field. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil strikes out. One out. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 5 in the game. Schofield hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Virgil for a passed ball. Alou moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 4 for 5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peterson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-5 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-5 in the game. Alley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel strikes out. 1 out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-6 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Alou hits a pop-up towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Schofield moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 4-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mays is walked intentionally. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport hits a pop-up towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0-for-1 in the game. McBean hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Verdon strikes out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.